Well, the FBI is investigating whether the man who drove his car into pedestrians before getting out and attacking people with a butcher knife at Ohio State University on Monday has ties to radical Islamic groups. The attacker, 20-year-old Abdul Razak Ali Artan, a Muslim Somali refugee, was killed by police at the scene. ISIS has claimed responsibility for the attack, and yesterday President-elect Trump tweeted, ISIS is taking credit for the terrible stabbing attack at Ohio State University by a Somali refugee who should not have been in our country. Hassan Omar is the director at the Somali Community Association of Ohio in Columbus. He joins us by Skype. Welcome.
Thank you.
Well, what have things been like at your office and for Somalis in the U.S. Since the attack on Monday?
Like all of us, the Somali community was deeply shocked and saddened by the event when an individual of Somali committed a senseless attack against students and faculty of the Ohio State University. We condemn this attack in the strongest possible terms, and I hope to send a message that the Somali community here in Ohio stands with all Americans against any violence, hatred. Since the mid-1990s, Columbus has been the home, peaceful, and Somali community have been a law-abiding community. And we want our neighbors, our friends, our classmates, and our colleagues to know that we are here to be part of the Americans. We hope that you do not judge our entire community by the action of one individual.
Well, it was one individual this week, but there was also a Somali who was responsible for that knife attack in Minnesota back in September. What do you think's going on here that we've now had two Somalis that appear to have been radicalized and have carried out attacks in the U.S.?
We believe that the Somali have been in a civil war for so long, and the United States actually been involved since 1992 when the American troops wanted Somalia. And America saves millions and millions of Somalis during the starvation, the Operation Restore Hope. Most of the people who leave this country are the people who survived for that starvation. And when we came to the United States, we get a lot of opportunities in terms of economic development. And we get economic educational opportunity, employment. And we gain a lot of, we created a lot of businesses. Thousands of Somali kids get graduated college, and we get an unlimited opportunity that we get for this country. We are not ungrateful people. We are grateful people. So we are American, and we are here. And
so what do you think happened then? Why do you think there have been two attacks by Somali Americans in the last few months?
This is something that really everybody's wondering and shocked, because these kids, they grew up in a refugee camp. They came to the United States. They get an education. They get whatever. So really, we do not understand. The other thing is that ISIS is an organization that claims everything, happiness. When they recognize the person has a Muslim name, they want to take a credit of it. And they are not really know what they are talking about when it comes to the young man who live in Ohio and came refugee camp and get educated. So we really don't understand why this kid is are committed that crime. And this is, we don't want the people to see us as a collectively, we are behind this. This is not a common decision made by the community. This is is based on an individual, and he get killed. He paid the price. And, you know, we don't want the other community to be, you know, get a stigma or also to paint it on us or blame on us. So Somali community has been shocked, saddened, and we are the people who really scared the most.
Well, what do you think of Donald Trump's comments? He said that this Somali refugee should never have been in our country.
We would like to tell him that we are a business-minded community. We are a peaceful community. We are a hardworking community. And also, I want to let you know that the Somalis are not 100 million or 100, you know, this is a very small community who are very vulnerable, very, you know, need support. And we would like to work with the law enforcement and anybody who wants to help, you know, find out the problems. And we should not be separated from the rest of the community. I've been voting for the last 17 years. I'm a U.S. citizen. And, you know, my mother's here. My brothers are here. My children are here. My wife's here. And I'm not allowing somebody to set a fire in my house.
That's Hassan Omar, who is the director at the Somali Community Association of Ohio. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.